Chapter 33, The Faster and the Slower. You are the music while the music lasts. T.S. Eliot. Shorter notes. There are shorter notes than 16th notes. Remember that each time a beam or flag is added to a note, its value is cut in half. Back when we added a flag to a quarter note, that made it an eighth note, half as long as a quarter note. And then we added another flag to the eighth note, and it became a 16th note, half as long as the eighth note. And when you have more than one flagged note, there is a beam that connects them. 32nd notes. We're going to add a flag or beam to the 16th note, making it a 32nd note, and this is example 1 on the book's website. Just like the name implies, there are 32 of them in a whole note, or 4 beats, 16 of them in a half note, or 2 beats, 8 of them in 1 beat, or a quarter note. So there are 8 of these babies in 1 beat. That means there are 4 of them in an 8th note, or half of a beat, and 2 of them in a 16th note, or a fourth of the beat. Whew! So notice that they're grouped in 8s, with 2 groups of 4 separated within that larger grouping. And again, look at example 1 on the website to check it out. As with all note lengths, these can be showed with rests too. It's the same number of barbs on the rest as there are bars on the note. 3. 32nd notes are fairly rare, but you might run into them now and then, often as a grace note or a pickup note or some kind of embellishment. 64th notes and beyond. These notes are more rare, and you probably won't encounter them in most written music, but I thought I'd throw them down on the next page just for fun. These are examples 2, 3, 4, and 5 on the book's website. So it's the same deal with the flag or beam. Add another beam to the 32nd note, and it cuts the length in half. Now we have 4 beams for 64th notes. So here we go. There are 64 in a whole note, or 4 beats, 32 of them in 2 beats, or a half note, 16 of them in 1 beat, or 16 of them in a quarter note, 8 of them in half of a beat, or an eighth note, and 4 of them in a fourth of a beat, or a 16th note. And, of course, 2 of them in an eighth of a beat, which is the 32nd note. And just for kicks, here are the next few shorter notes, all the way down to 512th notes. This is example 4, 5, and 6 on the website. You might be wondering why bother, because a person probably cannot play those with anything approaching accuracy. But computers can, and player pianos can. A guy named Connellan Nancarrow started doing this with player pianos, and now it's evolved into something called Black MIDI. You can see a pretty cool video explaining this on this book's website. Check it out. Double dotted notes. You already know that a dot lengthens the note it follows by half the amount of the original note. So a dotted half note would be 3 beats. You can have another dot after that first dot, and it also lengthens the note, but by half of the amount of the first dot. An easier way to say this is that a double dot increases the length of a note by 3/4 of its original value. So a double dotted whole note, or rest, is 7 beats. A double dotted half note, or rest, is 3.5 beats. A double dotted quarter note, or rest, is 1 3/4 of a beat. And a double-dotted eighth note, or rest, is 7/8 of a beat. We could continue this process, but it's pretty safe to say you'll probably never see a double-dotted 16th, 32nd, or 64th note. If you do, the rule for the dot is the same. Because it sounds right and is easier to read and play, a double-dotted note will usually be paired with whatever note finishes out the beat or measure. Take a look at example 7 on this book's website to see what I mean. Moving on. Okay, only a few more chapters to go in the entire book. Coming up is a very short chapter on double sharps and double flats. But first, here's the chapter review to make sure you've understood the details of the shorter notes and the double dots. Chapter 33, Study Guide. Number 1. How do you cut the length of a note in half? You'd add a flag or a beam if there are more than one. Number 2. What note is half the length of a 16th note? That's a 32nd note. Number 3. What note is 1/4 the length of a 16th note? That would be a 64th note. Number 4. How many 32nd notes are there in one beat of 4/4 time? There are 8 of them. This is something of a trick question. Remember, a 32nd, it's a 32nd of a whole note, not a 32nd of a beat. So 32 in a whole note, which is 4 beats. So that means there are 8 in one beat. Number 5. What does a double dot do to a note? It increases the length of the note by 3/4 of the note's original value. So the first dot adds half the value of the note. The second dot adds half the value of the first dot. Number 6. How long is a double-dotted quarter rest? That is 1 3/4 of a beat. Number 7. What note is usually paired with a double-dotted quarter note, and why? A 16th note is usually paired with a double-dotted quarter note because it finishes out the beat and makes sense musically. It's also easier to read and play. Practical use exercises. Number 1. Write out 4 measures of 8/4 time. That's 8 beats per measure. The quarter note gets 1 beat. Use at least 2 double-dotted notes per measure, and try to use all of the ones that make sense. You don't need to do a double-dotted 132nd note. Play and sing what you've written, if you can. Number 2. Write out another 4 measures of 8/4 time. This 4 measures is meant to be a harmony part to what you composed in exercise 1, so don't choose the same notes, though you might use the same rhythms. Here's a hint. Thirds, fourths, ninths, and fifths sound pretty good together. Find a friend and sing or play both parts together, if you can. If not, simplify it until you can.